Our Holy Mother, the Church, asks her priests on this day to keep it brief, and so I'm going to be obedient. A woman recently shared with me, she was attending morning mass, and she said, "Father, at the time of communion, before I was leaving my pew, I was preparing my heart to receive our Lord. And in that moment, I heard him speak within me, and he said this. He said, 'Be for me a new Garden of Gethsemane.'" And she said, "Father, I'm not accustomed to that." And I thought, "Lord, what do you mean? Am I supposed to accompany you in your sufferings? Do you want me to watch and pray where your disciples had failed?" And she said, "Father," he gave me immediately to understand that he was asking for permission, that he would be allowed to suffer within me. My brothers and sisters, we believe by faith that if a person is in a state of grace, our Lord Jesus Christ dwells in us. He really and truly takes up his residence in us. Why does he come to dwell in us? But that he can live his life anew, and that he can die anew so that we can share in his resurrection. But here's something we often forget. Why would our Lord want to suffer and die again in us? 2,000 years ago, as he hung upon the cross, he won redemption. But how does that redemption reach out until the end of time? It is in and through his body, the church. It's in and through you and me. Our Lord comes to us, and if we're willing to allow him to suffer in us, we assist him in the redemption of the world. He continues to save souls in and through us. And I close with this. St. Thomas Aquinas said so beautifully, "It was not first and foremost our Lord's sufferings that saved the world. It was the love with which he suffered. It is love that saves. Love that is willing to suffer for the sake of another." And so at the beginning of this Holy Week, let us all make an act of offering. Lord Jesus Christ, every cross that I'm currently bearing, every hardship, every trial, I embrace out of love for you. Let me love you in the midst of it, and I invite you into me to suffer it through me, that it might be for the redemption of souls. Lord Jesus Christ, let me be a new Garden of Gethsemane for you.